Now to a mystery at the heart of the financial crisis. Why did so many major U.S. banks hold on to toxic mortgage assets, even when their own staff knew they were too risky? To answer that question, NPR's Planet Money has partnered up with ProPublica, which has uncovered some important new evidence, and NPR's Adam Davidson is here to explain the findings. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, Adi.
So first of all, explain the mystery.
So you remember in the fall of 2008, when all these huge storied investment banks and regular banks were collapsing or on the verge of collapsing. The reason they were in so much trouble then, and some of them are still in trouble now, is because they held on to these toxic assets, those subprime assets, even though people within the banks themselves were very clear. These assets are very risky. It's very irresponsible to own these. Yet these huge, huge banks kept them.
So why would they do that?
Turns out it's all about bonuses. Our partners at ProPublica have been focusing particularly on Merrill Lynch, which was really at the forefront of a lot of the most risky practices during the housing bubble. And what they set up is what some people there called an internal payola scheme. Other people call it straightforward bribery. Basically, when you think about an investment bank, it's not one thing. It's all these little fiefdoms, little trading desks that make their bonuses, make their money based on what they buy and sell and how good they are at buying and selling stuff. But by 2006, what the folks selling these toxic assets discovered is nobody out in the world wanted to buy them. All the investors out there thought they were way too risky. So they had Merrill Lynch create a unit within Merrill Lynch whose sole purpose was to buy the junky assets that nobody else wanted. And the way they got those people to buy them was by sharing their bonuses. So the guys creating and selling the subprime assets got huge bonuses, and then they would share them with the other people in the same company who would buy them.
That can't be normal, right? I mean, this internal payments idea.
It's an absolutely crazy idea and goes against the very basics of risk management. It's, frankly, the best example we have found so far of how people within a bank can have incentives to pursue their own profit, their own bonuses, even when it means taking on risks so huge they have the potential to destroy the company they work for. And, in fact, these risks that they took on were exactly why Merrill Lynch, this old revered company, all but collapsed. I mean, it avoided total collapse by a hurried sale to Bank of America. But basically, the Merrill Lynch that existed before failed because of practices like this.
Do we know if Merrill Lynch was breaking any laws with this, though?
This is one of the most frustrating things in covering this entire area. U.S. securities laws are so technical. I mean, you really all but need someone writing an email or recording something where they say, I deliberately intend to destroy a bank by performing an illegal action. Absent that, it is very, very hard to prosecute any of these cases. As far as we can tell from what our sources have told us, the SEC did look into this, did start an investigation, but dropped it.
NPR's Adam Davidson was talking about Planet Money's investigation with ProPublica into why banks held on to toxic assets. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Adi.
And there's more details on this story at ProPublica.org.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at libank.com.